There is a secret way that God the Father has willed, that Jesus has willed, that the Holy Spirit has willed, and that secret is a person named Mary. It is God's will that Mary be a part of your life. Mary is the mediatrix of all grace, grace being a free gift from God for us, the ultimate grace being Jesus Christ himself. That is the greatest gift, and he has willed that he give us that gift through a woman, the most perfect woman, the most perfect human, the most humble human, the most powerful human, even elevated above all the angels, and her name is Mary. She is the shortest, the best, the easiest, quickest way to get to Jesus Christ. We can't lose sight of that Jesus Christ is the end. I am called to be another Christ through Mary. So by being children of Mary, you get special privilege and special attention that those who are not do not get. St. Bernardine says that Mary gives how she pleases, to whom she pleases, when she pleases, however she pleases. And if you are a faithful child, you will get more, you will be better, it will be greater than if you're not a faithful child. That's the nature of a parent. If a parent has two children, one is constantly saying, I love you. One is constantly saying, what can I do for you? One is constantly going out of their way to sacrifice for you. The other is constantly acting like a brat, never helping, always being self-centered. And the parent has a gift to give. It's only right and just, even though they love both children equally, it's only right and just to give it to the one who loves. To be a child of Mary is the most beautiful gift that you can have. You have help. You need help. When you have a mother who's there saying, don't forget this, don't forget that. Mary is truly, really, 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 really your mother, and she loves you more than any earthly mother possibly could, and she has more power than any earthly mother possibly could. So what we need to do is to become true children of Mary. Treat Mary as your real, true, spiritual mother. If your mother wouldn't let you go out naked or sick or without any food and wouldn't take care of you, I can assure you, remember we talked earlier about having confidence in God and God's providence? God will provide for all of his children. Even, you know, Protestants, they get provided for. They don't know it, but they're still getting the grace through Mary. God will provide, but there's something special about a woman, that women have been given a special dignity, a special role for nurturing and providing for their children. It is only in the womb of your mother that you are going to be fed, that you are going to be nourished for 9 months, the most important formative times of your life. And there is a special connection. There's a special warmth that you get. And Mary, being a woman, and God has willed that, yes, you have God as your father, but in the family you also must have a mother. He has willed that Mary be the one to give you special love, special treatment, special attention. Does it mean your life is going to be easy? Absolutely, 100% no. But does it mean that Mary is going to treat you in a special, in a loving, in a charitable way? Yes, 100% correct. So why do I say your life is not going to be easy? Because like a good mother, she has pride in her children. So if you choose, and it's a choice, you have to make an act of the will and say, yes, Mary, I want you to be my mother. If you choose to be a child of Mary, she wants her children to be better than the children of the world. So she's going to discipline you. She's going to help form you. If you're struggling with impurity, she's going to help clean that up. If you're struggling with an addiction to food or an addiction to drugs or anything, she's going to help you get rid of that because a loving mother helps her child do those things. And she takes pride in her children. She's going to say, you see those children out there? You got to be more disciplined than them. You got to be more humble than them. You got to be more pious than them. You got to be more pure than them. Now, you might be saying, I'm not those things. Yeah, Mary takes you as you are. When we get our children, they have all sorts of problems and we do the best we can to help form them. We call this Marian consecration. Consecration means that we set ourselves aside for God, and we're doing it in the method of Jesus Christ. So some people might say, this isn't scriptural. This isn't theologically sound. Am I supposed to be another Jesus? Yes. Did Jesus give himself completely over to the hands of Mary? Yes. Did Jesus allow himself to be nourished, to be fed, to be taken care of, to be watched over by Mary? Yes, and therefore I, another Jesus, will do the same thing if that's my goal. And she takes her job very seriously. So in Marian consecration, there's a spectrum. The very first step in this setting yourself aside in a holy way out of love for God is saying, Mary, be my mother. The offer's already on the table. She's already saying, I want you as my children. Jesus is already saying, I want you. I'm on the cross. I'm dying for you. We have to accept his mercy. Similarly, we have to accept Mary as our mother. The very easiest way to do that is just say, Mary, be my mother. The saints recommend we do this formally, yes, but then we do this regularly, daily, every morning to have a real relationship. It's one thing to step into the boundary and say, yes, I have been accepted. I am an adopted child of this family. Yes, you're a member of my family now. It's another thing to every day wake up and say, I am going to be a productive member of this family. I'm going to communicate with my family members regularly. And that's what it means to be a child of Mary. That's the very first step. Mary, will you take care of me? Will you watch over me? Will you do all of these things for me? She will provide for your temporal needs. But like a good mother, she's strict when she has to be. You only have to look at the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima in 1917. Mary appeared to a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 10-year-old. What did she tell these little children younger than you? If you have siblings who are 7, 8, and 10, think about them. Mary tells them every time she sees them, pray the rosary every day. Offer sacrifices for sinners. Souls are going to hell because there's nobody to pray and to sacrifice for them. Mary's asking this of her children. Sometimes your mom and your dad might say, don't you know you're so ungrateful. Don't you know there's children in Africa who have no food? They would love to just have what you have. Don't you know that there's poor children in this country who don't have any clothes? And here you are, you're not happy with your video games. Here you are, you're not happy with your television. Don't you know that you could have a worse life? Mary does the same thing, except she's far more effective. Because that argument from our parents, and I used it before myself, that argument from the parents only lasts in our mind for about 30 seconds. Mary, in the third apparition of Fatima, took a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 10-year-old to hell. And she said, look at these people. Just like we say, your life could be worse. She's saying, yeah, look how bad it can be, bro. Look how bad it can be. The children said that they were so afraid that they would have died of fear if Mary had not already promised them that they were going to go to heaven. So I say that Mary is strict. And she's more strict than we know, but she's oh so sweet. She's oh so loving. She's oh so good. She does really provide for all of our needs. Little Jacinta, she died just a few years later, but Mary, of course, asked her permission. Jacinta, are you willing to accept more sacrifices for the salvation of souls? Why, yes, mother. You know this means you're going to suffer a lot. Yes, mother, I know. And what happened to Jacinta? She got really sick. She had to leave her family. She suffered a terrible illness, and she died all by herself. She said that the hardest moment of her life, she knew that she wasn't going to see her cousin ever again, because her cousin really understood who she was, that she wasn't going to see her parents ever again. And Mary let that child die alone to the world. But Mary actually was appearing to her. She was offering her sweetness. She was offering her consolation. I'm not saying that that's what you're called to, but I'm making it clear that Our Lady is so loving. Our Lady is so tender. She will watch over your deepest longings. She will watch over your salvation. She will provide for all of your needs. She will. But she's going to try to help you to become a better person. So when you're not thinking about humility, if you're thinking of Mary, she's going to help you to be humble. In fact, it is more humbling to go to Mary than to go to God straight to himself. Why? Because God knows, and this is why he provided us with so good a mother, so perfect an intercessor. God knows that everything that we do because of our fallen nature is tinged with a sense of pride and a sense of self-interest. One of the analogies that St. Louis Marie Grignon de Montfort uses is if you have a cup that's had milk in it for 5 days and sitting out, that cup stinks. If you were to toss the milk out and put water in it and then drink from that same cup, even though the water is clean, it has been tainted and it's like, I can drink it and maybe I won't get sick, but it's pretty disgusting. When you hand the water over and say, here, Lord, I'm offering you this same water, here's a clean cup. And it's presented to God the Father in a clean cup, in a beautiful chalice, covered in gold. Wow, this is a gift from Gabriel. How nice. Yes, but it's in the hands of Mary. So Mary is going to make everything better. It's the more humble way. She's going to protect you. She's going to protect you from the wickedness and the snares of the devil. If your own mother would not allow a bad man or a bad person to harm you, how much more on a spiritual level? Because your mom does not see the devil whispering in your mind, tempting you to sin, but Mary does. And Mary, according to Scripture, crushes the head of the serpent. According to St. Maximilian Kolbe, one person alone has been given the promise from God to crush the head of the serpent, and that is Mary, the Immaculate One. So it's very important that we have her in our life for that spiritual reason, and it's very important we have her in our life for that mediation reason, and because she is the mediatrix of all graces. She can give to whom she wills, and she gives charitably to those who ask her. I wear a miraculous medal, and she appeared to St. Catherine, and in the medal she has rings on, and there's rays coming out of them. But certain fingers don't have any rays. Mary told her, the reason why there's not rays coming out of these jewels is because these are the graces that I want to give, but that nobody asks for. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. There's many things that God wills to give more abundantly than if we just go to God directly. It pleases him to do this. This is what he has willed. He didn't have to do it that way, but he chose to come to us through the Virgin Mary. He chose to do his first miracle through the Virgin Mary. It wasn't his hour at the wedding feast at Cana. He made that very clear to her, and yet she said, do whatever he tells you. And he did his first miracle, and he provided super abundantly, way more than they could ever want, and better than they could have ever desired, and that would not have happened if Mary had not interceded. So where is this in Scripture? Well, there's one prime example. Now, there's a better way than childhood. There's a better way than just being Mary's child. I'm going to go to the opposite extreme end, which should be our goal, and it's the most beautiful form, and that's called slavery. What? Slavery? That sounds bad. St. Louis-Marie Grignion de Montfort would say that we should aim to be slaves of the Virgin Mary. Why not soldiers? Why not servant? Why not worker? Well, a worker checks in and checks out. He's worried about, am I going to get paid for this? A servant eventually stops. A knight eventually retires. A slave owns nothing, is completely dependent upon his master. And it's not in the sense like that we know from slavery, from American history, and from history throughout the world, in that Mary loves us. We are still her children. But we are saying, Mary, send me where you want me to go. I'll do whatever you ask of me. I'm not really interested in myself. But we can have great confidence that when we give everything to Mary, when we give her our merits, we're not worried about what we're going to get back in return, that she's going to take care of us more. Why? Because I'm placing greater trust in her. If I'm not worried about what I'm going to eat, where I'm going to sleep, or what I'm going to wear, or what's going to happen to me here or there, and I'm placing that trust in her, it is now her responsibility to provide for all of those needs. If I'm giving all of my prayers to her, all of my merits, and saying, Mary, do with these what you will, she knows my interests. I'm saying, yeah, you know, my family, I know that you know that they need prayer. Please, do with them what you will, and I promise you, she takes your family with you. She's worried about your family just as much as you will. So by consecrating yourself to Mary, especially through holy slavery, Mary will also take care of those needs that are most precious to you. Because unlike the slaves of human life, Mary is infinitely more in love with you than just using you. She cares about you, but she wants to make us more like Jesus. So all of these practices, the goal is to make us like this. So when Mary was asking those children of Fatima to sacrifice, yes, it's because souls are going to hell. Yes, it's because people need somebody to intercede for them. But also because when we sacrifice, we become the way God intended us to be. True lovers. And true love involves the cross, sacrifice. Now, holy slavery is difficult. I think that you should start with every day, Mary, I'm your child. Mary, what do you want me to do? A good child asks, Mom, what would you like me to do today? Wow, could you imagine, parents, if your child went up to you in the morning, the first thing, and said, Hi, Mom, how are you today? I'm doing great, my son. What would you like me to do today, Mom? What? Double take. And imagine how happy that mother would be. Imagine how that mother would be like, Man, I have the best child ever. Look, this is my boy. This is my girl. Oh, man, they're so great. How much blessing I would bestow upon the child that said that to me. On the natural level, how much greater the Virgin Mary. I renew my consecration annually on the Feast of the Annunciation. That's when I made my first consecration. I renew it annually, formally, and then I renew it every morning. I wake up in the morning and I say, all right, Mary, what are you going to have me do today? And I feel like she's saying to me, oh, I don't know, are you ready to fight? And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. Okay, get out of bed. It's time to fight. And sometimes I'll even tell people, I was like, all right, you guys ready to fight? And they're probably like, what are you talking about? You're not fighting. You're just going to go up there and say a couple words. But for me, I'm fighting my own will. If you're her slave, she's going to make sure you have the tools. She's going to make sure that you're well fed. If anybody's going to try and mess with her work, they're going to have to mess with her, and nobody messes with her. So my goal for you, my desire for you, is to be 100% Marian, because those who are devoted to the Virgin Mary will be faithful to the very end. John, the apostle, the beloved disciple, was the only one of the apostles to go all the way to the foot of the cross with Jesus. All the other apostles abandoned him. And the spiritual writers, the saints, say it's because he had a particularly special devotion to the Virgin Mary. John was the one that Jesus loved. Is it not possible that he loved him so much because he was like his mother? St. Maximilian Kolbe and St. Louis de Montfort say that the Holy Spirit goes to those who are Marian because the Holy Spirit is so in love with the Virgin Mary. So the more Marian you become, in a sense, the more charismatic in its true sense of the word you become, the Holy Spirit takes care of you. And that Holy Spirit, again, is a spirit of peace, a spirit of love, a spirit of joy, and all of those various fruits of the Holy Spirit. Now, how do you live this practically? So I say that my talks, they're all a waste unless they instill in you holy habits. We are the sum of our habits. So I have a habit of always having my rosary with me because that physically reminds me of the Virgin Mary. That's the way we are. We're body and soul united. We need physical, tangible reminders of the spiritual. That's why the sacraments are physical realities that are also supernatural. So I'm going to give you a couple. There's so many different Marian devotions that you can have. I'm going to tell you the easiest one, the most basic, and then I'm going to tell you the most difficult, but the most perfect. And again, remember, Mary is extremely efficient. When she does something, it's for many other goods. It's not just for the sake of, I'm going to do this one thing. She could, but she's so powerful, she's so wise, she's so humble, she's so smart, she's so intertwined in the life of God that it glorifies God when one act from Mary works to the good of many other ends. Wear the brown scapular. Our Lady appeared to Saint Simon in the 13th century, and she said to him, "Those who wear this garment shall not suffer eternal fire." Why? Is it just because of the garment itself? No. Pope Pius XII clarifies for us that the wearing of the brown scapular is a physical manifestation of your consecration to the Virgin Mary. It means that you are her child. It's the easiest way to show that. It's a basic form of showing that. It can also mean that you're her slave, because you're still a child. You just take on all this extra work. You begin to work with her in what's important to her. So wearing the brown scapular keeps you from eternal fire. Why? It's not the scapular itself that keeps you from the eternal fire. It's the relationship that it signifies. If you are a child of Mary, that means you're united to Jesus, and Jesus is heaven itself. Therefore, it's impossible for a child of Mary to go to hell. It would be unfitting for a child of Mary to go to hell. It would be an insult to Mary and to Marian devotion for anybody who's ever placed their trust in her to go to hell. That's why nobody who wears this garment shall suffer eternal fire. When you have the right intention. So somebody could put it on as a superstitious amulet, and it might not do them any good. I kind of think that Mary would still work her stuff. She'd work her graces simply because it would be an insult to the garment if anybody who ever put it on went to hell. But it's really about the relationship. I love the analogy of my wedding ring. I just took it off. Am I still married? Yes. If for some reason your scapular breaks and you die right after, would you be worried? Absolutely not, because the relationship persists despite the physical manifestation of that relationship. I took it off. Should I put it back on as soon as possible? Absolutely. If I lost my wedding ring for whatever reason, should I go get a replacement as soon as possible? Absolutely. Not only to remind others that I'm married, but to remind myself that I'm married. Similarly, you wear your brown scapular, not because of others, but to remind you that you are married. Get it? Married? I'm wearing my scapular as a sign that I'm married. So you wear the brown scapular. If it breaks, get another one. That's the easiest of all the devotions. The most difficult and the most perfect of all the Marian devotions is the rosary. So if you think of all the woes of modern man is really busy. Modern man is given to his passions. We're constantly saying yes to the world, yes to the flesh, yes to the devil, yes to all these comforts of life. So we need something supercharged that's going to work to many ends. And again, Mary being efficient has that in mind. the Protestants will say, that's not in the Bible. Where in the Bible does it say that? Oh, I feel so bad for you. I get irritated, but I also feel really bad for you. This is the Bible, as you know. The words, the Our Father, came from Jesus himself in the Bible. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. That is from the Bible. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. That is Saint Elizabeth, inspired by the Holy Spirit, from the Bible. Scripture, when we're meditating upon the mystery, that's the life of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, from the Bible. That's partly why it's so powerful, because it's Holy Spirit inspired. It's also leading you into contemplation. And because it's Marian, and Mary is your mother, I have the spouse of the Holy Spirit praying for me, and she's going to give me what I need, when I need it, how I need it. This is the fastest, the best, the shortest, the easiest way. It's also powerful because you're asking Mary to pray for you now and at the hour of your death, and you're asking her to do it 50 times. When you're too busy to pray the rosary, you're too busy not to pray the rosary. It is not God's will that you be anxious. It is not God's will that we feel overwhelmed and burdened. Because when you're worrying and you're anxious and you're stressed, how often are you actually doing anything? No, you're just wasting even more time. Jesus said that how many of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to your life? So pray the rosary, you will notice an emotional, tangible peace that comes over you by the time that you're done. It's difficult, yes. Some people will say, do you have any advice about praying the rosary? Yeah, do it. Do it. What if I don't feel like it? Do it anyways. I'm not getting any giggles or emotions or I can't focus. Do it. So, easy, three tips. Wear the scapular. Pray the rosary every day. Put a holy picture of Mary in your room. Let's conclude in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.